You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 198, Images of Hell. Today's challenge. I can't take the idea of hell seriously. The idea that a loving God would confine people to a fiery place deep in the earth where devils poke people with pitchforks in a torture chamber is ridiculous. Today's defense. The next world transcends our ability to imagine, and even at their best, the images we use for it are not meant to be more than pointers. Like some popular depictions of heaven, popular depictions of hell owe more to artistic imagination than they do to scripture. The image of devils poking people with pitchforks or otherwise torturing them is not found in scripture, but in art and in cartoons. Scripture depicts fallen angels in hell alongside fallen humans, Jude 6, Revelation 20:10, not as torturing them. Describing hell, the New Testament uses images like fire, Matthew 13:50, Mark 9:43, etc., and being excluded from God's presence, Matthew 8:12, 22:13, etc. These give us a way of picturing the next world, but because that world transcends our imagination, we must recognize the limits of these images. John Paul II stated, "The images of hell that sacred scripture presents to us must be correctly interpreted. They show the complete frustration and emptiness of life without God. Rather than a place, hell indicates the state of those who freely and definitively separate themselves from God, the source of all life and joy." General Audience, July 28, 1999. Consequently, he said, the thought of hell, and even less the improper use of biblical images, must not create anxiety or despair, but is a necessary and healthy reminder of freedom. The Catechism states, hell's principal punishment consists of eternal separation from God, in whom alone man can have the life and happiness for which he was created and for which he longs. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1057. We therefore must leave the details of precisely how hell works, where and how the suffering takes place, to God. What is important for us is to recognize the need to ensure that we are united with God, the source of ultimate and eternal happiness.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.